Young Castro from the Outlaw. It's your boy Al Capone.
What's that? And it's Bootleg the Rock Capone from the Dayton family.
Baby, this is more on the loop.
What up, y'all? This is Eshaw.
Yo, 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 what's up? This your boy C-Mur, and I'm chilling with my boy Scott Beta, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. It's the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
Yeah. We got wonderful music in the background, courtesy of the one and only and his production. Want to get his production. You actually have a budget for yourself. Like, there's a lot of artists, you know what I'm saying? They make shit for free. You actually have a budget. Go to UGSforLife.com. Check it out. Production reverb page. You know what I'm saying? Where you can check out all his beats. Tonight we have a returning guest to the show, Fiend. He's been on the show actually a couple times, once by himself. And wasn't he on a round table?
Yeah, he was on. He was on when KLC had, when we had KLC.
Yeah. He was in the lab while we had KLC on the line. So,
yeah.
Shit. That's why I ask you, because you know that shit. You know what I'm saying?
I'll be trying to remember all of them. This 201. Shit, that's a lot of shows, man.
Yeah, 201, man. What a way to kick it off. Hell of a guest to have on your 201st show, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like we're starting all over again.
Oh, yeah.
Not to stop, you know what I'm saying? Fiend should be calling in shortly. He sent me some music. He sent me a couple tracks. Got them uploaded. One is featuring Juvenile and Snoop Dogg. We'll check that out. Then he's got another one. You know what I'm saying? He should be calling in hopefully anytime. You know, I think I seen it online, courtesy of all my people, including yourself, Mac. So, you know what I'm saying? Because we know how to promote our shit.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is. You know,
nobody else gonna do it for us, shit.
Nah. You know? Nah. Not at all. Yo, we told you last week, yo, we're going to be featured in the new NWA documentary, NWA Easy, the Kings of Town. That's going to be coming out hopefully sometime in 2015. I would imagine right after the Straight Outta Compton movie drop. Perfect momentum. So you're going to see us there. You're going to see us in a lot of doing a lot of big things. Next week, you know, I want to do maybe a couple shows. We got Little Jack out of Memphis. You know what I'm saying? That's a long overdue show. We've been trying to do that for a while. I think he's been locked up, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think he was locked up for a while.
That dude, you know, I've been checking out his music. You know, I remember the Manson family, of course, Tommy Rank, everybody. You know, dude's a spitter. He's one of them dudes that's got the rapid fire flows, kind of like Gaz of Hellborn. You know what I'm saying? Just
yeah.
Real talented individual. So we look forward to adding him to the archive. We're also trying to get some East Coast people on there. And I've also been talking with Clientele. I brought up an idea to him last night. He's down with it. We're going to be doing a West Coast roundtable. We're going to try to get as many West Coast, you know what I'm saying, legends, pioneers, you know, up-and-coming talent on the show at the same time. And just almost like a West Coast conference, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Clientele, you know, he knows pretty much everybody. You know, we got some people, we got connects, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna put together a hell of a show.
I was about to say, shout out to Clientele anyway, man, just for being one of the real ones, man. And always, you know what I'm saying, showing love and shit.
He's one of the few real ones. One of the few real ones. You're right, man. There's a lot of people that are just on some bullshit. And there's a lot of these pre-Madonna rappers, too. I want to talk about these fuckboys for a minute here. Now, some of these guys are so-called legendary status. Some of them might have some gold, some platinum on the wall. You know what I'm saying? They might have done some things, might have been around the world, went here, went there. Whatever the case may be, cool. You know what I'm saying? We got nothing but respect for people who've achieved success in a cutthroat business like this. I'm not mad at anybody except the modern era rappers who get paid to say lack of substance rhymes and non-factoring bullshit that doesn't make any sense or have any validation to anything. They're not talking about anything that's relevant what's going on today. When you got people that's getting killed, you know what I'm saying, on a daily basis, all different kinds of ways, whether it be corrupt police, whether it be chemicals, whatever the fuck it is, and you're not making music about that shit. Instead, you're talking about mollies and getting turned up in the club. When you're making shit like that, you really need to just give it up, because that trend is going to die out. Eventually, it's going to come back to the talent. You know what I'm saying? And these rappers who are going out there and they're trying to make songs with these guys that lack lyrical abilities, that lack lyrical substance and talent, all you're doing is contributing to just breaking down this thing we call rap. You know, you make it to where people don't even want to listen to rap anymore. There's so many people nowadays. I know kids I went to school with who had tons of tapes. You know what I'm saying? You look in their locker, they had book bags just full of nothing but fucking Ghetto Boys and N.W.A. and Public Enemy. And you ask them nowadays, what do they listen to? They're like, you like rap? Like, nah, man, that shit's gay as fuck. I can't even listen to my old stuff anymore. It ruins the overall experience for everybody. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know why this shit is being supported, especially by these legends, these so-called legends. You know, but I know how you feel, man. You constantly bring it up on shows. I think between the both of us and between some of the regular callers, I think there isn't one single show where we didn't bring it up, where we didn't try to make it a focal point for our listeners. Because anybody listening out there, you got to understand something. We're one of the last outlets left that's recognizing some of these guys. Some of the people we've had on the show have never been interviewed or haven't been interviewed in decades.
Yeah, even when they had major deals, they was getting passed up on media opportunities. We like to we media, but we like the anti-media press. You know what I'm saying? Like we don't get a whole bunch of this corporate sponsorship and all this bullshit that these other motherfuckers do. But what the good thing about that is we ain't dictated by none of them motherfuckers either. We can say what we want to say, and we can have on who we want to have, and we can ask the questions that we want to ask. I think that's what set our show out from everybody else is. We unscripted. We can ask what we want to ask. You know what I'm saying?
And a lot of these artists, which I was talking about earlier, these fuckboy artists, they're afraid to come on this show because they know that we're going to hit them. You know, and I'm not going to mention names, but there's certain artists, you know what I'm saying? This is one artist. I hit the inbox shit quite a few times. Never even get a reply from the motherfucker, but he sees all my messages. Okay, number one, why the fuck are you even friends with me? Just to keep tabs on what I'm doing. Number two, what's the harm in responding? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. If you don't want to do it, you don't want
to
do it.
Bad enough to say, I don't want to do your fucked up show. I got respect for the DOC in that aspect. What the DOC said was out of pocket, was bullshit, but he's a big man. I did your show once. You know, quit asking me to do your show. And it's like, you know what I'm saying, cool, I respect that. I respect that. And I told him that. I was like, cool, I respect that, man. Hey, that it is what it is. I told him, too. I says, I won't hit you up ever again. If you want to get at me and want to be on the show, hit me up. You're more than welcome to come on the show. No hard feelings. No. What, was he being an asshole and on some Hollywood shit? Absolutely. You know, was DJ Yella being an asshole in some Hollywood shit when he's like, oh, hit my manager. Yeah, hit my manager. You can hit him up. Absolutely. Because prior to hit my manager up, it was like, Yella, can you come on the show? And, oh, yeah, sure, no problem, man. I got a few minutes. I can call in all the time.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no problems with these guys. It's just that some of these motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, when the spotlight isn't directly on them, some of these motherfuckers are a little more humble than they are when the spotlight is on them. You know, once certain things happen, once movies start coming out or big shows are happening and things are occurring, some people tend to get heads.
Or a motherfucker like Blaggett throw money at him or something. Sometimes I be thinking some of these motherfuckers getting paid not to come on the show, but it is what it is because we do this shit for the ones that want to come on and that, you know what I'm saying, respect the shit that we do. And especially, Prez, I always be saying this, especially if they still making music. Why not come on the show and let thousands of people hear your shit? Why not? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Why not? It's you know, I don't understand it. And then the first thing they want to be like is, oh, it need to get back to the essence. What, you know, you got to get back to the essence. What happened to the guys? Like, I buy CDs from dudes all the time, Prez, and half the time, I'm not going to listen to this shit because I look at them and I can already tell what the fuck it's going to be. Just the fact that they out there hustling and grinding and still trying to sell their shit. Yeah, I buy your CD $2, $3, $5, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just because that's the essence of what the fuck they was doing back in the day. When I moved to Memphis, you had you calling them a ride up on you and they'd sell you CDs or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit was, to me, that was cool. You know what I'm saying? You didn't have to go to the music store necessarily to get it. And because they sold you a CD like that, you probably went to the record store to buy it when it came out just because they was on some real shit when you first got up with them. But you don't have that shit no more with these motherfuckers. It's just like, oh, I make the music and you just gonna buy it. But if we don't buy it, motherfucker, what do you have? You're just another motherfucker rapping over some beats.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. And you gotta understand, too, a lot of these guys, they're quick to emulate what these young guys are doing because they think that it's going to further their career. You know what I'm saying? They think it's going to get them in the spotlight. All it's going to do is make them look ridiculous. But, you know, you're right, man. There's no reason not to come on the show. This is one of the few platforms, you know what I'm saying? I'll reach out to Scarface. You know what I'm saying? He's got a new book out. Forget what it's called. I think Diary of a Madman. And he's got an album coming out September called Deeply Rooted. And come on the show and promote that. You know, when Willie D was getting ready to go on tour before, you know, Scarface got sick, hit him up. Come on the show, promote the tour, you know. Some of these guys won't do it, but then you got somebody like Jerry Heller who just had an operation take time out of his day to call in. You know, Fresh Christ, you know what I'm saying, Platinum Legend, all the people, all you got to do is look at our fucking archive. And then you got some of these motherfuckers, too, that just, you know what I'm saying, don't hold out for the Vlaggett interview. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, Vlaggett, all Vlaggett's going to do is, I'm gonna hip you guys up to the game real quick. Okay, if you do an interview with Vlaggett, this is to the rappers that want to release information to the public via the media. Okay, if you do an interview with Vlaggett, what's going to happen is he's going to have the exclusive interview. Okay, now all these other sites like All Hip Hop, you know, DX, and some of these other sites, they can write about it, but it ain't going to be the same because they ain't going to have the exclusive. You see, but with the Murder Master Music Show, even though we're the exclusive, we're not on the radar on the major levels. Therefore, that's the beautiful thing about our shows. Our shows can get picked up by multiple fucking sites at the same time.
Right.
Because we're not in competition with them, and they know that. We're going after a whole different audience. We're not going after, you know what I'm saying, the audience. You know, and some of these sites, fortunately, like DX and Ambrosia, shout out to Jake over at Ambrosia. Some of these sites, you know what I'm saying, will actually have some old school stuff and actually do some stuff for the Legends of the Pioneers. So that's why they have no problem putting some of our stuff on there. But some of these other sites, they don't do shit unless it has to do with Drake, Young Thug, or some Meek Mills. You know what I'm saying? Cops are killing people left and right, and everybody's talking about Meek Mills and Drake. I don't know where the fuck our guest is, folks. I really don't, to be honest with you. I don't know where the fuck Fiend is. Hopefully he's all good. I do know that the show was tweeted out to various people. It was retweeted by various websites. I didn't see it on Fiend's page. So, you know, maybe sometimes, you know, when people don't promote, maybe that means they're not going to show up. So I don't know. Maybe Fiend ain't going to show up tonight. So if he does, hey, let's chop it up with him. We'll chop it up about what he has coming out and what he has is currently available and all that. But if he don't, then, oh, well, you know what I'm saying? We'll, you know, we got 200 shows under our belt. I'm not really too right, upset if we miss a show.
It happens sometimes. But Prez, you know how it go, man, with the live shit, man. It just go like that sometimes, man. Like,
nothing you can do about it.
It's been times we didn't have motherfuckers, like, get stuck in traffic jams. Shit, we didn't have guests just fall asleep before the show started and probably woke up right after we got ready to get off. And then a couple times we didn't have shows who were right when we was finna say, fuck it, the guests called in.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm going to save the Fiend music for when Fiend calls in. Hopefully he will call in because, like, you know, we still want to show. But we're going to go to a break. I'm going to give him Isham, Do You Still Believe, off his new album, Dichotomy. He was just on the show in a very awkward interview, but nonetheless, it was great. It was always good to have him on the show. I'm glad to actually be able to interview him again. You know, I haven't interviewed him since the Murder Dog days, so, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Isham. Here's his Do You Still Believe off the new album, Dichotomy. Check this out. Oh yeah. I want to shout out too. We're gonna play a Mr. Mug track or two tonight. Just got his new CD. I think you got one coming too, Mac.
For
the Bell.
Love getting the CDs.
Yeah, we love getting the CD. That was always, Mac, that was always my favorite part about doing reviews, was getting the CDs because
send them.
I would get a box just you know 20 or 30 at a time from all over the whole country. That was always a beautiful thing. You know, the mail lady was sick of coming to my house. That's for damn sure. There was plenty of times I saw her outside dying in the heat, and I went outside, and I had ice cold water. Right as she got up to the house, I opened it up, and I took a drink of it and walked back inside. Fuck you. Get my water. Here we go. Still Believe by Isham, Dichotomy, right here at UGSForLife.com, Murder Master Music Show, UGS Radio. Fuck your mothers. We're out of here.
That's right.
I'm from another planet.
Won't you believe?
I know it's hard to believe this industry is heartless. And they don't give a fuck about no rap artists. They'll have you in court bringing up some charges about your rap, whether it's true or not, regardless. I'm godlike, so I know who God is. Detroit, the hardest to ever come out with nodded. You doing good, do better, you need to stay better. Never teasing my people for wealth like Mayweather. They kill Tupac and Biggie, then give awards to Iggy. I'm underground, I write the dope shit, they like, who is he? Billion, if I had a billion, I would take it to the ghetto, give it to the children. I know my words are weapons, but ain't no half-stepping. Big Daddy came with my teacher and I learned my lesson. My Uncle Chuck D, you can't fuck with me. My whole family tree, I've been a fucking enemy. And I'm from NYC. God play a 3-1-2. The DC. He was ruthless, that's why I got the truth, and it's ruthless. Many told me what the truth is, and truth is, niggas still dying to be in showbiz. I miss my Uncle Pimp C, that's why I'm in the coupe right now, and my tank never empty. There's more to life than money, and the music, it's just like a drug, you can't abuse it when you use it. Too many real niggas gone, but not forgotten. You mad at your daddy, little nigga, you spoil rotten. He put it down on the street so you can eat. So I don't wanna hear you talk down when you speak. He bought the first pair of Jordans on your feet. Took it to your football practices and bought your cleats. Respect that man, go and shake his hand. Tell him thank you, God. Surrounded by demons, you sleep, walking, talking, then you sleep, but you're dreaming. In every
everywhere you go, it seems somebody be scheming for no goddamn reason. It just be the season. But bad things happen to good people, and good things happen to bad people all the time. It's just the world we living in, and it's so evil and it's so beautiful at the same time. I know it sound funny coming from me, because the nut don't fall too far from the tree. I'm just trying to say the way it should be, so you all don't fuck up the same as me. I'm just dropping these jewels for free, cause I've been to the mountaintop and I can see. It ain't no doors locked for E, cause I get through them all with a skeleton key.
Track by Mr. Mug, Kill Him Off. We're gonna get off into some music. Shit, man, what can you do? We had a hell of a show last week, that's for sure.
Yeah, and, hell yeah.
Episode 200. Who the fuck? We had Carino, Jerry Heller. I don't even remember who else was on the show.
Fresh Kid Ice, Mr. Servon called in.
Yes, sir.
Clientele was on. RBX.
RBX, can't forget him. Sir Jukebox, you know what I'm saying?
Yep, Sir Jukebox, y'all.
I like that too. Couple. Scarface ain't been on the show, which hopefully he will be in the future. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely one of the artists that I grew up off of. I know you did too. So we got to have him on in the future. But they Ambrosia did an article this week about his upcoming album, Deeply Rooted. At the end of the article, it talked about Sir Jukebox announcing on our show the Ghetto Boys, the original Ghetto Boys lineup is going to do an album. Johnny C, Reddy Red, and Sir Jukebox. So, you know, hopefully we can have that shit go down in the future. But, shit, man, I don't know where the fuck our guest is. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully he'll call in soon. If not, you know what I'm saying? We'll just get the fuck up out of here. You know, we had Fiends already in the archive anyway, so.
Yeah, we just want to check on them and see what they're doing, you know what I'm saying? Like we say, Prayer, this show is for us to showcase that's one of the best things I like about this show is if the guy is still making music, man. Like, why not push that? Because you already got the catalog, and then you can push the new shit. That's what's going to bring the shit back. You know what I'm saying? But maybe they ain't bringing it back because they pushing the same shit that they trying to push right now anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, it need to, you know, when 8-Ball and them drop a CD, motherfuckers need to know that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, the streets need to be playing that. I don't need to hear no young dudes. It's certain artists that if you a fan of hip-hop, you should know, period. There's no excuse, even if you is 15 or 16 years old. What made you a fan of hip-hop? Has to be, you have to know certain motherfuckers in the game. And the only reason why they really don't know is because none of their music getting heard, man.
No.
You know, a lot of them blacklist out of the industry too. You know what I'm saying? A lot of them can't make music.
Everybody's sharing the show because we had a lot of people actually post the show on their page. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate them. But as far as the actual guest himself, hopefully he calls him, like you said, we've had shows before where we thought the show was over, and boom, all of a sudden there's the guest. But I don't expect it. Matter of fact, I'm going to play a song or two. We're getting the fuck out of here. Fuck the guest. If he doesn't call in, fuck him. Like I said, we got him in the archive, and I'm not here to disrespect the guest. It's just that at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, if you commit to something, A, promote it, and B, show up to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Pick up the fucking phone, hit the line, and let's
hopefully, right. Hopefully all is good. And You know what I'm saying? Other than that, you know.
Yeah, definitely hope all is good, man. You know, you never want anything bad to happen to somebody, just like any other guest that we've had in the past that was late or whatever. Just like Servon was late the other day, and, you know, that was the day of that big shooting down there. And, you know, he needed to make sure his people were all good. You got to understand that. And this might be a case like that, but also at the same token, I'm thinking, you know, you made posts and shit on your page all day long. Couldn't you post a show link? Couldn't you fucking show motherfuckers that, hey, I'm going to be on this show tonight? See, that's where I get pissed is when we're not showing the respect that we deserve. This ain't no newbie-ish, nut-jocking show. This is a show that's respected by many. If you heard last week's show, you would know that. You know what I'm saying? So you can't come in here with some Hollywood attitude. I don't give a fuck if you're Lazy Bone or who the fuck you are. Shout out to Lazy Bone, man. One of my favorite artists growing up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Got nothing but respect for him. But at the same token, you're not going to come in here on some other shit. You know, it is what it is. Hey, this is Mr. Mug. This is Kill 'Em Off. We'll be right back. We'll see if our guest shows up. If not, you know what I'm saying, we'll see you guys next week with another show. Fuck it.
UGS for life, bitch.
Heavy metal, this that chopper rock. Chopper spit like Lil Wayne when the block is hot. Now who you know harder, nigga? The beef on drop bombs, Pearl Harbor, nigga. Nino Brown trapping out the garden, nigga. Fuck up, get cut, no barber, nigga. I'm like a charger with an automatic starter, nigga. Vroom, Cosmo. And if you do become a rival, boy, you better pray to God or read your Bible. Say a few Hail Marys to revival. I catch an assault of the assault rifle. Log on SpaceGangBang.com. No band for the 100-round drum. Smart nigga, go dumb. Insane, crazy, loco. Top chef in his beef, professionally. I pop him 3 times, hollow king size. Leave him deep fried, then press rewind. Double kill for the thrill. I'm like Hank in a tank, I'm the king of the hill. And you wonder a hill, triple stack with the gat. Get popped like a pill. Left his head in Kentucky, but his body in Brazil. Witnesses like, ew. But they ain't seen shit though. These bullets ain't racist, I let a clip go. Donald Sterling, John Gotti with the shotty. We the boys in the hood, wanna see a dead body. The mob will murk ya, guns getting fired off like bad workers. Mug tell these hoes, low tell these hoes. I'm like John Wayne when I put his twin foes.
You puffing out your chest, saying that you want an issue. But them problems, you don't want them. Damn right, I'm gon' get with you. Beef with me, I get retarded. You must want your fam to miss you. Better pray the funeral home has got a whole lot of tissue. Tell them hoes, they don't really want this beef. I'ma kill them off where they sleep. Better tell them hoes, they don't really want this beef. I'ma kill them off where they sleep. Better tell them hoes, they don't really want this beef. I'ma kill them off where they sleep. Better tell them hoes, they don't really want this beef. I'ma kill them off where they sleep. Better tell them hoes.
Nigga, you can get your issue. If you want it, then you got it. Write it down, take a picture. Bend around, coming through your mama just to piss you off. Now you in the streets looking for a nigga. Hey, here I go, let my name's Mystical. I'm a crazy little nigga, so my beef ain't typical. I suggest you don't listen to who you listen to, cause I can be one cruel individual. So keep it where you pop a sucker. Yeah, I may be cooling up, but talking out of pocket will get you knocking out. Smooth off. You a man in disguise like RuPaul. Play pussy, get fucked, nigga, bow down. But speaking on this, show me what you come about. You don't want me to show up, cause I show up. Hop out, make the whole fucking block out with the block out. I shut your whole block down. Woo. Let me pull it back together. You don't want to see the bad side of a good filler. Yeah, I may be pretty, but let me get you together. If niggas wanting a problem, I'm banging that Gucci sweater. Polo, he about whatever. Fuck hashing it out. Fuck keeping it cool and fuck talking it down. I show up at your house like, nigga, what it do? I heard you was looking for the dude. Low.
Puffing out your chest, saying that you want an issue. But them problems, you don't want them. Damn right, I'm gonna get with you. Beef with me, I get retarded. You must want your fam to miss you. Better pray the funeral home has got a whole lot of tissue. Tell them hoes, they don't really want this beef. I'ma kill them off where they sleep. Better tell them hoes, they don't really want this beef. I'ma kill them off where they sleep. Better tell them hoes, they don't really want this beef. I'ma kill them off where they sleep. Better tell them hoes, they don't really want this beef. I'ma kill them off where they sleep. Better tell them hoes, they don't really want this drama. If they got a problem, tell them go and grab a chopper, get the popping, cause I got the bullet size you gon' make me pop for. At your mama's house at the front door, letting shots go, turn the whole house into Swiss cheese with a whole shit ton of gun holes. Oh no. Mr. Mug is in this motherfucker. Never been a bitch and never listened to the words spewing up out the mouth of a simple motherfucker. So listen, motherfucker, better ass round. Mr. Mug has never been one to back down. Never slack now, shit, never learn how. I'ma go into the studio and shut a track down, kill them all. Murdering any of my foes that oppose a Mr. Mug. Like I wasn't the one up in the club making you jump every time a fucking song came on. What you wanna do? Wanna bust a move? Wanna throw hands or you wanna pull a tool? Do what you think is necessary, motherfucker, if you want to. I'ma turn your ass into worm food. Make them lay down, everyone on the ground. I'ma kill the first stupid motherfucker that moves. I ain't playing games, test if you want to. You gon' be the motherfucker that they mention on the news. There's a little motherfucker in this room. Rent his mouth big, I'ma need him now. When I get him, no one gets hurt. I'ma off his ass as soon as I send y'all out.
Better tell them hoes.
They don't really want this beef. I'ma kill them off where they sleep.
Better tell them hoes.
They don't really want this beef. I'ma kill them off where they sleep.
Better tell them hoes.
They don't really want this beef. I'ma kill them off where they sleep.
Better tell them hoes.
They don't really want this beef. I'ma kill them off where they sleep.
Better tell them hoes.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. Now, that's real music. You know what I'm saying? We gotta have that bumping again in the background. Just got the CD in the mail today, Mr. Mug, Before the Bell.
That's Tennessee Butchers, ain't it? Mr. Mug with the Butchers, man. Ain't it?
Reverb Nation.
Heavy metal is that chopper
block. Chopper
spit like Lil Wayne on the block. M-I-S-T-E-R. Now who you know nigga? The peep on, drop bomb, pearl harbor nigga. Brown trapping out the car, the nigga. Fucked up, get cut. No problem, nigga. I'm like a charger with an automatic.
Fucking up. Yeah. Is way off on this site tonight.
right.
Everything's
they got
off
you sound like you in a club and shit.
Blog Talk. Blog Talk can suck a dick. Yeah. Last week, for those of you who don't know, episode 149 of KFYB, was late for the show. He asked me to call in and host for him. This was already prearranged, and I did, and we couldn't even start the show. Everything was fucked up, and they finally got, after a week, they finally got back to me. Actually, no, they didn't get back to me. I had to contact them tonight before this show and hit them up, and they gave us a week credit. You know what I'm saying? One week credit, like, for a show. Go fuck yourself. If you're gonna be professional about it, run a site with professionalism. And run a site that works. Otherwise, get the fuck out of here. Yeah, get that new CD, Mr. Mug, Before the Bell. It shows him taping up his hands and his wrists. I think this dude is a wrestler, if I'm not mistaken. But he's one hell of a rap artist, that's for sure. Yeah,
a bodyguard, right? He a bodyguard, remember? Didn't he say he was a bodyguard?
No.
Which one was a
Country Boy? That's another guy.
Yeah, that Country Boy. Yeah, Country Boy.
Audio Entertainment.
Yeah, I'm going to check them out if I would go down there too, man. The little club.
Where are they, in Jackson, Tennessee?
Or Knoxville or some shit?
Clarksville, Tennessee. Right?
Yeah, Clarksville, yeah. If I would go down there, we got to holler at them.
See, that's my problem. I reviewed shit from so many different cities and states. I don't know where's where anymore, but Clarksville, yeah, these are the motherfuckers out of Clarksville. I've known about them for at least a good 10 years or more. So shout out to everybody at Audio Entertainment. Shout out to all the supporters. Shout out to Fiend. Thanks for promoting the show and calling in, man. Big support, homie. Hope all is well with you. And your manager, too. The manager who confirmed that you were coming on the show. What's his name? I'll find him. Fuck him. Hayes. Yeah, that's his name. It is what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? It sent me the
I have some good questions for him, too. I wanted to ask him about doing shit with the Mafia 6 and shit. Because for real, like, and then I thought about this earlier, too, Press. Why the Mafia 6 never did more songs with Crucial Conflict, man? I think all the songs that they did with them, they did a couple songs with them together. I know they did one on the Throw Your Sets on the Tell Your Club of Thugs, and forgot the other name of the song they did with Project Pat on the Getty Green album. And I always thought they sounded good as a motherfucker together. Wonder why they never made no more music together. All that shit need to come back out. All the shit we grew up on, that shit need to be out, man.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Sin. He's always promoting for us. He's out there looking for groups to have on the show. You know, all the way in France. We're going to try to have some East Coast acts coming on the show pretty soon. Shit, man, we gotta have Klondike Cat back on the show. Definitely, you know, say he just got out not too long ago, so shout out to him. Shit, man, hopefully,
Prez would be tight too, is if we can get Red. Sir Jukebox and Johnny C all on the line at the same time. Let them have a show, man. The original Ghetto Boys, all three of them.
It's coming.
You know what I'm saying?
Actually, yo, shout out to Johnny C. He just lost his mom, man.
Rest in peace and condolences.
Ooh, yeah, they definitely are going to come on the show, man. We're going to have a round table with them, and we're going to try to
get Bill on that motherfucker, too. That'll be dope.
Yeah. Bushwick. I totally think Bushwick should go with these guys because I'll tell you why. Bushwick.
He was with him?
Should be. He was in the beginning. Yep. He was on Making Trouble. I mean, he wasn't rapping or nothing, but he should be with this lineup because, A, he started with them, and, B, you know, these guys, they're rapping more in a different direction. They got some East Coast roots involved as well. And so, Bushwick is from fucking Brooklyn. You know what I'm
saying? Right.
So, I mean, why not, man? And it would be cool to do something with the guys that you did a project with almost 30 years ago.
Hell yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that'd be dope. The Ghetto Boys, man.
Do
it like a G.O. Remember all that shit, Prez? That shit was dope back then, though, man.
They had so
much tight shit. The Ghetto Boys.
Ghetto Boys, man. 30 years ago, man. Balls of my word. Oh. Yeah, I think we got somebody on the line. I don't know who this is. Yeah,
that's me. You got me. You got me, Young Fiend, for the money, baby. You heard me? What's happening?
Yeah.
Fiend is in the building. How you doing, Fiend?
Oh, man, I wake up, I'm winning.
That's all that matters anymore, man. That's all that matters. We got some tracks from you, man. What do you got out right now, or what do you got that's coming out that people can look forward to?
First, what I have out is, first of all, peace to everybody on here tuned in. It's good to be here. You know what I mean? Appreciate y'all making time for me tonight. I'm a few minutes late, but, man, I'm here. You heard me? My new project I have out coming, thank God, is Fiend. That's dropping August 15th. But while you waiting at me in between time, I just got a project that is available on iTunes. That's my first project available for prisoners. You know what I'm saying? It's called Streets Ain't Safe Volume 3. You can get that through Access Exchange, JPay, iTunes. You know what I'm saying?
And that's for free, that one?
Nah, it's actually available. My first project that I was able to break through and make it available for inmates. You know what I'm saying? So it's available through iTunes and everything, but what I'm finally broke through and got my music available for inmates. So that's why I want to, you know, touch on it. Everybody tuning in. This is Fiend. Streets Ain't Safe Volume 3 is on iTunes. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a few songs people may haven't heard. A lot of songs people may have had a chance to vibe with. But I know all the songs that my brothers and sisters incarcerated haven't had a chance to hear. So now they have a chance to get music on me from here on out because I did a deal. So when my music that I release now, you know what I'm saying, whether via iTunes or whatever, it will be available for my inmates up in there trapped in the belly of the beast that need my music to get them through something. Get their morale popping, you know what I'm saying?
Right, that's what's up, man. Shit, I never heard of nothing like that, you know what I'm saying? That's kind of cool.
Appreciate it,
Yeah, it is, man. It's innovative because, you know, you need that. You know what I'm saying? People need access to good music and substance in prison, too. It's not just...
Yeah, everybody need it.
Yeah.
It took me a minute, but we finally kicked the dough down, and I'm in there. And it won't be my last project neither. From here on out, every project that I release that's dealing with, that could be a physical in-store copy, to be actually a physical copy is going to be available in the prison system, because I just feel like my name been ringing bells back there, you know what I'm saying, as far as getting people through things. So I feel like it's overdue. So I put together some songs, man. Like, I know, like, some people may hear, and I know some people, of course, some unreleased stuff in the vault. And, man, put a cover together, and it's popping. Streets Ain't Safe, Volume 3. You know what I'm saying? To hold some people down and get them through something and get them, you know, psyched up on them weights and out there on their football, their basketball. You know what I'm saying?
Hell
right.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. That's what I'm talking about right there. You know, what's up with the, you know what I'm saying, this song right here I want to play, I want to give to the people real quick. It's called No More.
Oh, man. A No More record is just with my body, my soul, man, with my spirit at, with my life at. I feel like the pulse of America, the pulse of the country is on where this record is at, No More. You know what I'm saying? I want to pick the phone up, call my mom up and tell her she ain't got to work no more. You know what I'm saying? I want to call my little cousins up and tell them they ain't got to hurt no more. That's what this record is right here. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you wake up and get out the door, either you a lion or a gazelle. Either way it goes, your ass running. You know what I'm saying? So this is what this is about. My new single, No More, featuring D-Lo, off of my album that's dropping all this. If God is Fiend is the title of the album, you heard me? So this is the first single off that bad boy, No More.
Oh, definitely. We'll be right back to chop it up with you for a few. Don't go nowhere, nobody. This is Fiend, No More, right here in the Murder Master Music Show.
UGS for life.
The law. Can't wait to call my mama up and tell her she ain't gotta work no more. No more, no more, no more, no more, no more. Call my little nephew and sister, tell them they ain't gotta hurt no more. No more, no more, no more, no more. Plug, yeah, I'm on my new chick, ain't nothing like my last hoe. Talking about the stash, making me stash. Oh, my shiny ain't shy, but she bashful. Blue, Lord, forgive me, ain't the same since my brother died. Named my daughter after your dog and just bought another ride. No more, no more, no more, no more, no more. I've been out here since sundown, getting cheddar. Oh, my little nigga that's on the ground,
yeah.
You know.
This ain't another year. I made it this far, no turning back. Changed my pockets like Nino Brown when he seen them burning crack. Middle fingers to haters like where they at. Where you were when I had to get them back. Oh yeah, you pussy, thought I was smelling cat. Take tantric chances, white girl. Have a naked drinking, wine and dancing. In the mirror, yeah, but you fancy. Uptown shit wasn't just sandy unless you slung it. Homes, fuck was on the back, that's how you done it, Tom. Same hustle, different hustles. Won't be poor, wanna be Russell. What's gonna feed me, that's the tussle. Graduation, championships, birthdays, and release. When you've been through it all, plus something, survive the streets.
She ain't gotta work no more. Call my little nephew and sister, tell them they ain't gotta hurt no more. No more, no more, no more, no more, no more, no more. I've been out here since sundown, getting cheddar. Call my little nigga that's on the ground, you know it's gonna get better.
Primo TV and Stinky Tuna Films presents the Come Up Movie on DVD. Now available in stores and online at rapbay.com, themobshop.com, all Dimple Records locations, all Rasputin locations, Amoeba, San Francisco, California, Underdog, Pittsburgh, California, Barney's Woodland, California, JT Stockton, California, and Seventh Heaven, Kansas City, Missouri. Get your copy now, now, now.
Yeah, yeah, there we go. That was the latest with Feet No More. That's not Fiend, man. Hey, Fiend, how you doing?
Oh, chillin', yeah. Man. Chillin', how you making out, bro?
Man, what's been the response from that track so far?
Man, the response has been crazy. The response has been fire. The response has been natural. It's been organic. It's been like, you know, embracing me like, I needed this right now from what's going on in my life to a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the response has been hell standing up on my arm, overwhelming. You know what I'm saying? And I feel it every time I hear it. I was like, oh, this is my record. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so that's how it's been, man.
Yeah. Now, we had Mr. Serv on our 200th episode last week, and you know, we had a great conversation with him, and he was talking about. They're going to be doing a No Limit reunion tour, of, I believe, coming up at the end of August, if I'm not mistaken. Are you going to take part in that?
Oh, yeah, man. I just talked to Silk, Young Shaka, the other day.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I just talked to Silk the other day, and it was just good. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, listen to me, man. Have you ever been a fan of anything that we did, anything that I've done? You know what I'm saying? Trust me, we never meant no harm, no disrespect to nobody that supported us by us not working no more with each other previously. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just up and up, you woke up one day and your favorite football team disassembled. You know what I'm saying? Like
the breaking up of the Bulls, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
That's what that shit was like.
I didn't mean nothing. I apologize to the people that just dearly loved everything that we've done together and individually. I apologize to you. That was never my intentions from day one, from y'all hearing me on from day one. You know what I'm saying? I never meant that. You know, somewhere things got slightly confused. You know what I'm saying? And I never meant nothing, but I'm honored to tell you that we are about to do some shows. From what I'm talking to Shaka, we're all about to do some shows, and if God willing, trust me, it's going to happen, and I can't wait to see everybody that want to see me and want to see us together on stage.
That's going to be dope as hell. That'll be dope as hell.
I think it will be, and I really think the people are going to come out and support that like a motherfucker, but I also think that could be possible. That could possibly lead into something else, dude. Would you like to get a No Limit music project?
I mean, you never know. You never know. I don't put nothing past a lot of things no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I know everybody on their own time schedules and things like that, but I definitely don't put it past from happening. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely, man. That definitely should be could be in the works, man. That we look forward to. But nonetheless, that reunion's huge. Plus, all you guys individually got projects coming out yourselves. You're still putting out music now. Now, C-Murder and Mac could be coming home very, very soon, man. What do you know about that, man? Because a lot of people are real excited about them guys possibly coming home.
Oh, yeah, man. I don't have all the facts, but, you know, end-all answer is that, you know, they've been incarcerated for wrongful doing that they was not in their hands. You know what I'm saying? And Mac has been incarcerated, going on 16 calendars. And C-Murder's been out in and out of jail just about the same amount of time, you know, given life. In prison, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, these dudes are coming home, man. My brothers are coming home real soon. All I can say is just get ready for some music and get ready for some awakening, you know what I'm saying? Just some reality of what's going on. You know, so I think is a that fabric of music and us is just missing in the game right now, period. I just think it's just the game is kind of just one-sided right now. You know what I'm saying? And, personally, man, even besides the music, bro, I just be happy that they be home because, you know, they got family. We are their family, and we dearly miss them, and they need to be home. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
So,
yeah,
man.
I'll be pressed to know what kind of music you doing with DJ Paul and the Mafia 6, though. Because last time we had Paul on here, we asked him about, you know, collabos they done, the artists they work with. And Paul always told us, like, Fiend, one of his favorite artists to work with. But you sound so good, so, like, if you ain't fucking with nobody, I always like to see when you fuck with them niggas on some music and shit, too.
Oh, yeah, man. I got a great relationship with them. You know what I'm saying? Great relationship with Paul and Juicy. Just that whole camp, you know what I'm saying? We work a lot. And we just have a hell of a good time with each other. You know what I'm saying? I recently just finished doing some shows with Paul. And recently just finished doing a project with him called Watch What You Wish. Cop that on iTunes right now, Google Play. You know what I'm saying? Get that from selectohits.com. You know, cop that, Watch What You Wish, DJ Paul, Fiend. We got an album together featuring LeChat, featuring Lil White, Crunchy Black, Coos the Snicker, a few other brothers, you know what I'm saying, on that, sisters, you know, so, yeah, look, get that, that's out, man, you know, play no games, go on and get it, it's hard as hell, and it's what we do, if you like what we do, the Headbusters vibe, or just us coming together, you know what I'm saying, trust me, you're going to enjoy that, Watch What You Wish, you know what I'm saying, DJ Paul, Mafia 6 featuring Fiend, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Now we got another track that we're gonna play here in a minute. This one's featuring Juvenile and Snoop. On My Job.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you had another one that you had sent me to, Young Thug, and I want to ask you something about that, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
You're a very, very talented artist. You know what I'm saying? I respect you to the fullest. I respect your craft. I've been a fan of you for many, many years. How were you able to get on the track with somebody, I don't even want to say of any kind of caliber, because that dude really ain't got no talent.
What it is that
music with him, you know what I'm saying? I don't mean that in a respectful way.
No, it's like this, you know, what I had somebody that wanted us on a record with each other. And it was offered. So me personally, I looked at it as far as embracing this new age rap music. You know what I mean? I look like it's more as embracing it more than I was shunned away from it. At least I know that I tried, you know what I'm saying, whether it was great or whether it wasn't so great. You know what I'm saying? Like I at the end of the day, I like to respect everybody's space, their thinking, their creativity, whether it's awesome to me or just awesome garbage to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I think that's what happened with this record. I had an artist out of Macon, Georgia that was copping some features from me. And he was just like, man, you know what I'm saying? I got this record. I want you to have the record. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, if you leave me on it, it'd be great. You know what I'm saying? And just so happened, it was a record with Young Thug on the chorus. So I was like, man, this is like just cool. I could have passed on a record or whatever the case, but I thought it was so cool that, you know, this young cat that paid for this feature from this artist, you know, that has a buzz that's going on. I thought it was just cool. Like, this man is trying to make this type of effort to get himself on, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I made it happen. I got on the record. Excuse me. I got on the song and got my little brother Corner Boy on there, you know what I'm saying? So he can catch some of that wave too. And we did the joint, you know what I mean? And it ended up being a little jam, you know what I mean? It wasn't life changing, but it was a little jam. So that's the honest truth about what happened with that record. Shout out to Fire Chief and the producers from Detroit, Michigan, I believe. And shout out to the homie, man, I forget my dog name, man. He managed the producer that made this happen. Real cool brother from the West Coast. He resides in Atlanta. His name will come to me for sure. But yeah, and I just was taking a chance, you know what I mean? Just embracing instead of just having closed eyes and closed ears. I mean, so that's the honest truth about what happened with that record. And that's how it came to be.
Yeah. No doubt, man. Well, you're a fiend. You can do what you want. You've earned that right. You've earned that right. I'm just one of those dudes, man, that if it ain't 90s, you know what I'm saying? I ain't really fucking with it. But I love the fact that, you know what I'm saying, you're putting out new music. Cats like MC8's putting out a whole new album with DJ Premier.
Oh, wow.
You know, Scarface got the Deeply Rooted coming out. The original Ghetto Boys got an album coming out. I mean, the original Ghetto Boys. So it's good to see that shit, man. I just can't get into the new swag era stuff. You know what I'm saying?
It's a bit much.
You know,
it's a bit much, man. When you came up in one of the best years or best eras of hip hop music.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard, you know, to digest, you know.
Golden era.
Yeah, you feel me? So I feel like a lot of it is, it'll throw you, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of them don't have no direction. They just drugging and just recording music, you know what I'm saying? So that's what you're getting, a bunch of druggies over some beats, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, and they just regurgitating, you know, on the microphone, bro. Just so it's a lot of bad stuff mixed with a lot of good stuff in there, you know what I'm saying? But the thing about this is, if we didn't, Silk used to always tell me this, man, Fiend, shit, we need them type of people in the world too. That's what make the world go round. That's what make us identify the good from the bad. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that. Young Thug is bad or he's garbage. I just look at it like lot of new era. Oh, that's cool. You hear me? I look at it like everybody got their own thing, and I just want to be open minded and at least hear where they're coming from first before I can just say that they just polluting. You're just polluting this business. You know what I'm saying? So. You know what I mean? Like, it's a love-hate thing with more modern-day rap right now, more modern-day hip-hop. But if we didn't get all that, you know what I'm saying, we probably wouldn't have got the J. Cole's, you know. We wouldn't have been open-minded to have the Kendrick Lamar's, you know, the Wale's, the Big Sean's, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, some people make music for the club, just for the club. It's like some people make music for the thinking person, you know what I'm saying, the intellectual, you know what I'm saying, so it all makes the world around, you know what I mean, like, think about this here, if we go to the club and it's your birthday, or both of y'all birthday, in the process of the night, you know, you're not going to want nobody to play the whole J. Cole album, you're not going to want them to play the whole new Kendrick, you're going to be like, turn on this, I don't know why I came in this club with you, girl. Don't know why I came in with this. You know what I'm saying? So I can appreciate, you know what I'm saying, these dudes turning up, getting way up and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can appreciate it. It's, like I said, the best way to describe it is love, hate. You know, they're going to make a lot of stuff that you dislike. And every once in a while, they're going to make something that really will take you and get you turned, just feeling good. So, you know, they had people like that came out too. And the, you know, a No Limit Cash Money. Swallow. They had people that came out then too that we was like, oh my God, this dude is this or this, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just so much in abundance because of the internet so heavy. So now you got a million whack artists, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Compared to a couple handfuls, you don't know how they got their deal, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, we got a caller on the line, 228. I believe that's Mississippi. 228, what's up?
What's up, Brad?
Oh, hey, what's up, Keith?
Mississippi, what's happening? What's happening? Mississippi.
This Gator Boy Kingpin of the Gator Boy. Shout out, Fiend. I agree with Mac J.
Good with it, guys.
I love that head busters, man. That's my type of shit right there, man. I love what they got with DJ Paul, for real.
That's what's up. That's man, that project was done in 3 days. You heard me? Let me get up in the studio. I knocked out 8 records the first day. Knocked out the rest of the joints the second day. We mixed on the third. You hear me?
Man, that's like the hardest shit I heard, man. I'm waiting for that new stuff.
Oh, man. TGIF, man. TGIF, August 15th, man. TGIF. I got you. Thank God. Yeah. It's fiend. It's, that texture of rap music, man, we knew what we did, man. We knew what we did. You hear me? And for you to ride with it like that and everybody to ride with it, that means that we're on the same page. You hear me?
Yeah, for sure, man. But I just wanted to say that. I just want to let y'all know, man, that, you know, these Gator Boys, we was feeling that hair bust and shit. We was rocking that shit in the Cadillac in the desert, riding as we're on the Gulf Coast.
That's what's up.
Hey, thanks for calling in. I mess with Gulf Coast, right. Mississippi, everybody in Mississippi, man. Shout out to everybody. Tuned in, man. You know what I'm saying? Tuned in. Tuned in right now to us live on the show. All we talking is that real, baby.
We got a caller from overseas that wants to ask you a question. This is Lord Sinister over in France, Caption Magazine. How you doing, Sin?
Yeah. Hi, Scott. Hi, McJ. Hi, Finn. How are you? Pretty fine. Well, I got a question. In fact, Finn, one of the basic Campbell film track was The Streets. And say, it was like your life in the Holy Grove when you grew up, and also I Won't Be the Near. It gave this dark sense of writing street reality. You have this talent for, like, Take My Pain. Also, you got that energy and your voice, baritone. How it came, all this dark sense of writing street reality, you know?
How has it changed?
So I was talking about your tracks, The Street and Safe, and your life in Holy Grove when you grew up.
Oh, man. Yeah. Growing up in Holy Grove, the 17th, you hear me? The same home of Lil Wayne, one of the greatest rappers to ever do it, right? Yeah. Growing up in Holy Grove, man, I grew up full houses from where bounce music was then. You feel me? Man, you feel me? Like, it's a third world country domestically, you know what I'm saying? We didn't have a whole lot, you know what I'm saying? We had a shotgun house, 2 bedroom, 1 bath, you heard me? Shotgun house, you know, front door and a back door, you know, a little something in between. But it was the greatest upbringing I could have had in New Orleans, you know, it's a city that Kel forgot. You know what I mean? It's just where I've been, and it designed me to be the type of individual that I am. No matter where I go, I'm grateful because there's nothing too much I'm going to be surprised by. You know what I'm saying? I've been overseas. I've been to France. I've been to Italy. You name it. You know what I'm saying? And I know one is a ghetto everywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got always
a strong voice. Close to the guy Davies, can you, who got shows with you on stage, can you tell us about him? He helped you to yell more. Davies, this guy who got shows with you back in the days.
As far as overseas,
you remember? No, Davies was a guy you got shows with him, and he put more your voice at high volume. I don't know if you remember him.
High volume on the voice. I couldn't even understand.
It's hard to make out what you're saying, my guy. If you don't mind, you mind repeating that, my brother?
Right, it'd be hard to understand, Sam. Not a little bit.
Oh. Yeah, take your time. Take your time.
I was talking about a guy who was named Davies, and he got shows with you on stage, and he helped you to yell more about the volume, about your voice, you know?
Okay.
You mean a hype man? You talking about the hype man?
What hype man?
I don't know. Sin,
no problem. Okay.
It's all good, Sin. I think you was talking about somebody that enhanced your voice. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Somebody told you at a show to get louder at the show or something?
No. Not that I know of, but.
It's all good, Sin.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you trying to ask me, okay. Are you asking me, like, how did my style develop? Like, are you asking me, has someone ever told me to get louder at a show, or?
Yeah, I was talking about your voice was developed, yes, more strong with a live stage.
Oh, he's saying, I think I get what he's saying. I think he's saying your stage show is more alive and louder than just listening to it on the album or something.
Oh yeah. Oh man. Oh my. Yes.
Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah.
Because your shit always been crunk.
Yeah, there's always gonna be some power on stage, man. Like if I got anything to do with it, it's gonna be power from the beginning to the end, and at the same time, give us something to marinate on, like in the middle, you know. I love energy. You know what I mean? I love a track with energy and some color and just stuff happening, going on, you know? And I'll find my pocket or my lane in that track and just represent myself, you know what I mean? Say what's on my mind, put it down to the T on the track. Can't stand hearing a dope beat with no words on it, you know what I'm saying? A dope track with no chorus on it, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, straight energy, my brother from France. Straight energy, you hear me?
Right, like I always wanted to know who was like some of your favorite artists to rap with and partner with when you was on No Limit, because y'all had like a full stable. It's like you had your own dream team pick of who you wanted to be on songs or who wanted you on their songs. Like, who was some of your favorites to work with when you was at No Limit? And do y'all still got some shit hiding off in the vault somewhere? Y'all need to bring that shit out.
Yeah, we got a lot of music. Me and Mia work real well on stage. Me and Mia work real well on stage. Me and Mystical, me and Mac, me, Pete. You know what I'm saying? We all do pretty good. Those are the people I know we've always just done crazy. Me and Mia, me, KLC. You know what I mean? We've always done great on stage. And me and Mia are always recording joints here and there. So we got a few joints on stage. You know what I'm saying? We got a few joints on stage, man. No doubt.
You guys have to, I mean, a lot of rappers, they got their vault box full of shit that didn't make the album or stuff they wanted to hold on to. I imagine KLC and the Medicine Man, I imagine they got a ton of material, you know what I'm saying? Do you know if
it's
going to be released?
I don't know, man. We were just listening to a Jay-Z verse the other day, you know what I'm saying? Listening to a Jay-Z verse on something. A Nas verse on something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Pimp C verse, unreleased Pimp C verse. We listened to a gang of stuff not too long ago. And I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. That might have to be a question you got to ask him. We might got to get him on here with y'all, and he could give you the lowdown on something with his music stash and these votes. You know what I'm saying? That find out whether or not they'll finally get a date to get out there and kind of reek to the world, you know?
So you're saying you guys were listening to unreleased Jay-Z, Nas, and Pimp C verse?
Yeah, now I don't know if the Jay-Z verse was unreleased, but I do know it was a collab that had happened. And the Pimp C verse, I do know it wasn't released.
Wow.
Rest in peace, Pimp C.
Pimp C song. Now who was going to originally be on that Pimp C song? Do you remember?
Yeah, it's me, Bun B, and Pimp.
Oh man, I want to hear that shit.
what was that gonna go on?
That was gonna go on KLC's album.
Oh, the one that he was on that they were advertising on the No Limit.
Yeah, well, you know what? That album, no, that song wasn't coming out on the No Limit release. That was gonna be on his independent thing that he had on his imprint, Overdose Entertainment.
With, Medicine Man.
Yeah, Medicine.
Yeah.
Yeah. The drum major, I think it was.
Yeah.
But he never put it on. He never put that out. Wow.
Nah, he never put that version on.
See, and just imagine, that's just one track. Can you imagine all the stuff that cats are sitting on? What about yourself? What do you got in the vaults? You got anything?
Oh, you name it, man. You name it. I got joints with me. Daz Dillinger. Me and God Bless His Soul. Tim Smooth, he's a legendary MC from New Orleans. Me, Nia X. Me, Shorty Red, me, A-Ball, from A-Ball and MJG, let me think.
What about any of the Rough Rider stuff when you was,
you know what,
with them cats? Man,
you know what's crazy? I got a few songs y'all recorded that haven't came out when I was there, but man, the stuff that got me my deal over there. Oh, my God, bro. Oh, my God. Man. Oh,
drop
bro.
That shit, bro. Bring
oh,
that shit out, man, so we can buy that
oh,
shit,
man. Oh, my God. Son, the stuff that I produced all these joints. Oh, my God, dog. Oh, dude. You hear me? I'm talking about stuff, bro, to when all the artists over there was came to me.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, you about to fucking game up. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I got a lot. I don't really have none of that stuff. I got a few records I recorded there. Now, one thing I would love to hear, I recorded some mixtape stuff while I was on Rough Rider that was released. That is what I love to mess with. Man, we was rhyming over that. Allowed me to reintroduce myself. My name is, Oh, man, if you could find that, email that to me, bro.
right.
Bro. That's where I learned my mixtape game from out there, Rough Rider, bro, stacking up on your mixtape songs, getting your mixtape game together, you know what I'm saying? Rough Rider was a great experience for me, man. It was some of the best years of my life living in New York, man.
And I was just going to ask you that. What was it like being from New Orleans, being off No Limit, going to... The Rough Riders, arguably, when they was at their peak, you know what I'm saying? So, like,
man.
Because I always wondered, like, how that was going to come out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we was working, bro. Irvin, we was working. Swiss was playing me beats, getting me beats. All kind of people were sliding me tracks. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I was battling dudes in Harlem, Brooklyn, just battling dudes on the block. You know what I'm saying? Like, dudes didn't know who I was after the battle, you hear me? Yeah,
right.
I mean, like just real good, genuine hip hop sparring, you know what I mean? But it was dope, man. I had a few ups and downs. I went to jail out there, you know what I'm saying? Got on probation for some stupidness, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I went through a lot of ups and downs, you know what I'm saying? Became a father, all kind of stuff, you know what I mean? Like that happened. That just made me receive growth, you know what I mean? I was out there.
Right.
I had got real jammed with the brothers, the Locks and everybody. I remember Styles P's brother had, his little brother Gary had passed away. Man, I was hurt behind that. Just knowing that I came with so much gumption, came with so much positivity, but knowing that this type of stuff was going on in people's lives, you know what I'm saying?
Still the real world shit.
Yeah, it was real, man. You know what? Shout out to my brother Styles P, bro. He's been dealing with a lot of things since June, man. My heart, my prayers. Always with you, bro. If you hear this, you know what I'm saying? Regardless, just want to let you know my heart, my prayers is with you. He's a real guy, a great dude, a real individual. He's a gentleman and a gangster, no doubt. And I just want to just, you know, put that out there, you know what I'm saying? My heart, my prayers are with you for what he's been going through, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Shout out to him for sure, man. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do, man. We're going to play this song with you, you Juvenile and Snoop. And then we're going to come back and close out this interview. It's called On My Job. Tell us about this track, King.
Hey, man, it's obviously what it is, man. This song right here ain't getting you up in the morning. If this song here ain't helping you go get that check, something wrong with you. On My Job, you know what I'm saying? Fiend, the cat that make the anthems for the streets of the world, featuring Snoop Dogg, Juvenile, produced by RJ2. on my job, and that's what we're doing right here. So get it right, bastards. Yeah.
Yes, for life. I'm on my job, on my job, on my job, on my job.
On the SLP, skinny shoes, AMGs got it looking sick. Dumb trap, boy, moving that crack alley kick drum.
I just let the money come, she reaching me a honey bun. Something about me being number one.
And I ain't disagreeing, I'm a fiend for the money. Dollar sign Jones, bitch, I'm soaking, smoking out of this zone.
I'm on my job, on my job, on my job, on my job.
Where I been, nigga, I been it. Good green spinach, handle my business. S to the N, show you how I been it. And put some D's on that bitch and get your windows tinted. Blow you out your retinue, sitting on 20s. Chucking up the dinners and won't stop until I'm in it. Get your ass on the floor, open up the dino. Slap your mama in the face and ask her what do she know. Clip on the clip on, clap on the clapper. Get it lit, hit it quick. Nigga, what you talking about? Easily can make him out. Bang, bang, gon' take him out. Chalk him out, doghouse, paper route.
I'm on my job, on my job, on my job, on my job.
Kenner. Yo, bitch invite me over, say she having me for dinner. It's all for you to breathe, how the air's getting thinner. I've been stunting on you niggas for the past 10 winters. Bear cub, jacket, blue fox, chinchilla. Bags full of cash, sacks filling like pillars. All my bitches bad, Michael Jackson like Thriller. Got a body like a Pepsi bottle, shit, I might spill her. Smoking on the best shit, smelling like shitters. All I do is ball on them, you be Reggie Miller. I'm on my job, XP, next bitter. Climbing to the top and now I'm fall like Godzilla.
I'm on my job, on my job, on my job, on my job.
On my job. See, that's what I'm talking about, fiend. There you
oh,
go.
Yeah.
Well, again, man, you got Juvenile, you got Snoop Dogg, you got cats that you've worked with. You know what I'm saying? What's it like when you get in the lab or when you have the chance to work with these guys?
Man, it'd be straight thunder and lightning. You know what I'm saying? Thunder and lightning in the studio. You know what I mean? Because they know I come to hurt something. I come for kill, 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 kill. You know what I'm saying? I can't just shut it down, you feel me? So it's always dope, man. Snoop don't never hold back. He always give me a lot of game. I'm appreciative for it, too, man. Shout out to Snoop, Juvenile, everybody that just, you know, extend their hand, their time to me. I appreciate you. You hear me? And I want to shout out Prayers and Mac J, man, UGS Radio, for having me here and support me all over the years, period, before we even had a chance to meet each other, you feel me? So everybody that's tuned in, man, I just feel like it should be one big party, one big family. Everybody want to see everybody doing good. Every time I drop a song or new something, it's family checking in to see how things going and hoping that it's that heat that they're looking for, you feel me?
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. No. And that's what it's about, Fee. We want to make sure that the people know, you know what I'm saying, what's going on. And if they want to get at you for features or shows, what's the best way they can reach you?
You want to get a feature from Fiend, myself. You want to get, production, chorus, even consultation.
Hit up Fiend Shows, FIEND SHOWS, excuse me, at Gmail. That's FIEND SW, excuse me, blame it on the paint. FIEND SHOWS at Gmail. FIEND SHOWS at Gmail. Forgive me.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, get at them for verses, shows, whatever. Bring them to your town. And be on the lookout for that No Limit tour that's coming up. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I can't wait to see who's all going to be there. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people that are not going to be there. You know what I'm saying? Due to whether they're behind bars or they're gone. You know, rest in peace to Magic, Soldier Slim. A lot of people are gone. It really,
I've
lost, Fiend, a lot of great people. I mean, going back to Pimp Daddy and Kilo G, and you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people
that
lost the city of New Orleans, man. What are people doing, you know what I'm saying, to really keep their legacies alive? I mean, you're out there, you're keeping their, every time you do a show, you're keeping their legacies alive. But yeah, our radio stations, are they paying homage to these guys?
I don't know, man. It's a weird thing, you know what I mean? You know, you get in the box, you're dead, they want to love you, they want to support you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To me, you know, give me my flowers, I'm here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't really... I just feel like, you know, they support people. I just think it's just whack, a way to support them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. You can't help but acknowledge somebody that has had an impact on your life. But, you know, they support Soulja Slim on the radio. They don't play Kilo G. You know, they don't play a whole lot of Pimp Daddy. They don't, you know what I'm saying? They're not playing a whole lot of Tim Smooth. They're not playing MC Dick, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, these, you know, they're not playing, you know, Big Ed. They're not playing a whole lot of Magnolia Shorty. You know what I'm saying? Our people support,
right.
You know what I'm saying? I think it's just everybody got attention, short attention span, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Until it's cool or trendy on a T-shirt, some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody, you know, wants to have something to say. But, you know, shit crazy, man. He just lost a young cat in Baton Rouge, racked up ready. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, shit, man. I seen people get to posting pictures. Miss my friend. I'm like, damn, mama, you weren't posting no pictures about this man 2 months ago or 1 month ago.
Right.
Yeah. 1 hour ago. You know what I'm saying? But now he's dead. You're putting out that this is your boyfriend at one time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, don't wait till people gone, man. If you see some potential in them, try not hating and see if that works for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Man, support somebody.
Yeah, fucking hate shit.
Yeah, man. Like, our hip-hop community go like this, yeah. He got out of jail. Oh, yeah, man. That's our dog, you hear me? You know, dude graduated from college. You don't hear a whole lot of that. You know what I'm saying? Our hip-hop community do this, yeah. Yeah, bro, he got shot. Oh, man, get him to the studio. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
right.
Man, like, man, come on, bro. You know, keep it real, man. Keep it real. And for the record, this Drake and Meek Mill thing is a game of wits.
Yeah.
It's a game of wits. And the man who has the more wits and intelligence will win this game of wits. Is, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, a lot of people try to make beef about something. You know what I'm saying? How come it can't be just a good squad of rapping, of battling, or just, you know
right.
what I'm saying? Like,
going at a motherfucker, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
fuck,
man.
Fuck him.
Come on, man. Man, me personally, look, you know, it's a game of wits, bro. You know what I mean? We got people, our people being murdered by police officers randomly, damn near every day. We got people being, young children being beat up and harassed by police every day. You know what I'm saying? We got a whole lot of crazy
right.
shit going up. People shooting up movie theaters. Yeah, buddy. We got a
right.
whole lot of things going on. You know what I'm saying? And don't get me wrong. I love a good rap battle any day of the time. You know what I'm saying? The time of the day. You know what I mean? But I just feel like we got bigger fish to fry, period. You know what I'm saying? We got bigger fish to fry and things to focus on. You know what I'm saying? That we need to
right.
and clean up our house. Hip-hop need to clean up the house. That's how
it
pretty much.
because like I always say, when these, I call them swaggots, when these swaggots come in the game, they're tearing down the foundation and the building blocks of this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, the legacies, you got to look at, okay, look at Big Boy Records, for example. You know what I'm saying? Look at all the talent that came out of that label. Nobody even knows who the fuck Big Boy Records is anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Man, shout out to Big Boy Records.
Yeah,
that's
I was just
going to
ask you, what's up with Big Boy Records?
They're chilling. Local celebrities, man, homie got a record label, Call Lots, Real Estate Property. You know, shout out to Big Boy Records, Charles Temple, you know, a solid cat, mm-hmm. you know, stand-up guy. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Leroy, DJ Precise, Edwards.
Not to cut you off, Fiend, but we'll do a Big Boy roundtable sometime. You know what I'm saying?
That'd be dope.
We did a Rap-A-Lot roundtable. We did a West Coast roundtable. You know what I'm saying? We'd love to do Big Boy
roundtable.
What's up, man? Them cats gave me a start in New Orleans. I'd already had things popping independently with my brother Moose and Devious. But Big Boy Records gave me a start. Leroy Precise Edwards gave me a start. Sporty T gave me a start. You know what I mean? Rest in Paradise, Sporty T too. You know what I'm saying? Like, he gave me a start and it allowed me to get up in there and do my thing and gave me, I was an instant success, a local celebrity. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I shout out to the cats, man, that just allowed me to express myself doing what I love, doing hip hop, doing music, reality rap, gangster rap, or however they want to label it. You know what I'm saying? I thank those people because everybody played a part of being a bridge for me to cross over to the next level of my artistry, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
That's real shit, man. Definitely. Definitely. Well, hey, I want to thank you once again for coming on the show. Thanks for calling in. And let's do that Big Boy roundtable in the future. One more time, though, Fiend, before you go, what's coming out? When can they get it?
Hey, straight up, it's your big homie, Fiend. Fiend for the money. You heard me? This is to the world. I need you to go online right now and get Streets Ain't Safe, Volume 3. The first project ever available by me that's available for inmates in prison. Maybe some songs you haven't heard, maybe some songs you have. I guarantee you it's going to be nothing but jams from me. And get ready for August 15th. I'm dropping TGIF. Thank God it's Fiend. You know what I'm saying? Coming to you.
Yeah.
It's going to be everywhere. And I'm dropping it with my release party, live performance show out there in Vegas at SLS Casino featuring Mystical and KLC. And I'm also dropping new Sleepy Bear. That's my clothing line. Been doing good for almost 6 years. A street brand, also a skate brand that's doing real well, Sleepy Bear Tees. Check that out, SLEEPYBEARTEES. SleepyBearTees.com, the newest fresh period on the street when you want that next level fresh, you heard me? And, man, I appreciate y'all having me, man. UGS Radio, prayers and Mac J, man, for y'all keeping it 1K. You know what I'm saying? Let me slide through here like y'all did today. You feel me? Tonight, you heard me?
Anytime, man. You're welcome, man. Thank you for calling in, brother.
Yeah, no doubt. Shout out Peso 804, man. Shout out Infamous DJ. Shout out 68 Wonder. Shout out all the DJs, DJ Funky ATL that support me, DJ Hectic. All the DJs that I'm forgetting, you, man. DJ Space Age. You know what I'm saying? DJ Gorgeous. El Plaga. Dope Academy DJ. Cool Running DJs. Hood Affairs DJs. DJ Hot Rod. I want to shout out everybody that support me, man. It won't happen without you. I want to shout out my little boy Miles. Young Pharaoh right here, Pharaoh Miles in the building. You hear me? Good things to come. It won't be the last time having me. It's your big homie. Boom, boom. Come on.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's Fiend, everybody. Good to have Fiend back on the show. Shout out to Gator Boy Kingpin for calling in. Shout out to Lord Sinister all the way in France. Shout out to everybody waiting on the line for Fiend to come in. He came through and gave us a hell of an interview.
It always happened too, Fred. Right when we about to say, well, you know, maybe they ain't gonna make it.
Yeah. Who was it last time we had? We was just about to go. Somebody came right after.
It was Crunchy. We had Crunchy Black on. He stayed on with us.
Crunchy Black. Shout out to Crunchy.
Came in late.
That was when Crunchy.
Yeah, he co-hosted with us for a minute. He was on the run. He told us he wasn't too.
Yeah, it was. he was on the phone. You know, he was telling us. I was wondering how the hell are we going to interview this guy? You know, it's posted all over social media, his site, but he's wanted. You know what I mean? It's like it's crazy. And he called in, and it was
Crunchy.
It was
don't give up, right? He don't give a fuck.
No.
And actually, he stuck on the line and co-hosted with us until Scan called in.
Yeah, so shout out to Crunchy Black. You know what I'm saying?
We had a couple of them, though. I can't remember all of them off top right now, but they usually end up calling. They don't, or will.
Hell of a show. 201st episode. Next week, we're going to have Lil Jack out of Memphis. But we're also, me and Clientele, we're putting together a West Coast roundtable that's going to be out of this world. I don't know exactly who we're going to have just yet, but it's going to be fucking crazy. You already know what we do over here. Just keep supporting us, man. Some albums to look out for. Okay, like I said, get that Mr. Mug Before the Bell. That's available right now, Vidio Entertainment. You know, they got a whole bunch of shit coming out. You know, keep checking out for them. Woodpile, you know what I'm saying? They got an album coming out.
Woodpile got one.
August 4th. You know what I'm saying, called Blood, Sweat, and Beers. You know what I'm saying? These guys like to throw back a few once in a while. Well, maybe all the time. But, you know, you definitely some guys, they got some talent. They're putting in a lot of work. Spice One, Haters Nightmare, go get that shit. That's out right now.
I think the Black Monk said they got a new album coming out, too. If I'm mistaken, I think I seen it on a page not too long ago, too.
Yeah. Black Monk.
Shout out to AWOL and them and shit.
Black Monk's actually got an album. It's coming out. I think it's coming out in about a week or two. They don't have a release date. It's called Back Out the Temple, the Black Monk Diamond.
Yeah.
Saga continues. That'll be coming out soon. Fresh Kid Ice, get his book, My Rise to Fame. That's available right now on Amazon. Go get that shit. Other than that, keep going to UGSForLife.com. This Saturday, KFYB, going to try to redo episode 149 if fucking Blog Talk will let us.
Blog Talk.
Fuckers.
Even their name sounds stupid.
Blog Talk.
Blog.
Yeah. Fuck is a blog anyway. You know, I don't know. Shit. You know, it was much more simpler back in the day when you actually... Everything was you had email communication, but you actually got physical packages in the mail. People actually pressed up CDs. I remember.
You actually used to know back then. You used to actually know phone numbers too. I don't even remember phone numbers no more.
People don't even know what CDs are. Selling that Fuck the Illuminati.
Let alone a tape.
Yeah, I was selling the Fuck the Illuminati CD back when we dropped it. Yeah, I hit the bus stop, and everybody had the fucking iPad, you know what I'm saying, the headphones, and like, nah, man, I got this. I'm thinking, so what? Take this. You can fucking buy it. You can pound it up your ass. You can play it. You can do whatever you want with it. Just buy it from me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Back in the day, you could hit the spot with a bunch of murder dogs. You could sell them like it was fucking candy, and... there's no problem, but nowadays it's all digital. It's all everybody's cyberly connected, and it's almost like a sixth sense, man. Because it's almost like this cyber world is an appendage. Take away the internet from everybody, people will go nuts. People wouldn't know what the fuck.
Shit, if you take my phone out of my hand right now, I'm gonna go crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm even hooked. My phone is part of my life, man. For real.
That's how I do all my
communicating.
It's gotten to the point, where it's part of your day-to-day activities, you know. But, we'll see you guys next week. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, turned out we had a good show. Shout out to Fiend for coming through. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he had to go smoke some good shit and get in the right mood before he can get on the line. Real humble dude, though. Real humble dude. You know. But we'll see you guys. We'll see you guys next time on episode 202. Until then, check out KFYB this Saturday, 7 p.m. Central. We're out, this motherfucker.
It's UGS for life. You weak ass, ugly motherfucking bitches. Fuck.